When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gene Marks, returned from the road to comment on macro business and small business. And here we come to, as Gene writes, spoiler alert, California fast food. Oh, Gene, what a surprise this is. I'm sure Sacramento is sitting there stunned. They can hardly talk. Food, minimum wage.
You love this because you were talking about this. So we talked about this months ago. When California came out with their massive increase to minimum wages for the fast food industry, John, sometimes you say you remember things that I say on our calls. I specifically remember you saying, how can this possibly not cut down on employment? You know, I mean, I remember you. And we were both like, yeah, I mean, it seems logical. Well, guess what it did? A new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research looked at this $20 per hour fast food minimum wage that was enacted. It went into effect in April of 2024. And here we go, John. The employment in the fast food sector has declined by almost 3%, actually as much as 3.2%, depending on which your formula you're using. There's been a loss of 18,000 jobs in California because of the increase in minimum wages. John, I hate to say that you were right again, but you were right again.
Well, I was just repeating what I'd read. You can't raise wages without having to find a place to cut costs, and the employees are the place. I know I'm kept informed of California franchises by a colleague of mine. In-N-Out apparently is extremely successful, a fast food burger place that's going in with a triple level in Las Vegas. But it's moving out of California. The headquarters are leaving California. Yeah. And the remark that I saw quickly online was, California is a tough place to do business. Is there an explanation from Sacramento that you cost 18,000 jobs?
Of course not. There's really no reply to this. This is one of those studies that just it doesn't get covered. And again, this is the National Bureau of Economic Research. I mean, if it said that they gained 18,000 jobs, I'm sure that would be headlines in some places. So it just doesn't get covered. And the other thing we also have to, we were just talking in the prior segment about on the manufacturing floor how the big companies, because they have the resources, are investing in AI and technology. Well, the fast food restaurant industry with big backers there, they're also heavily investing in AI applications, and because they need to, because they can't afford to pay the wages. And that's why, I don't know, John, the last time you've been to like a McDonald's, but it's all self-order. And then it just gets ready for you. There's now in the back, a lot of these restaurants, the automation and the robotics that's coming in, flipping burgers and making sandwiches by robot arms, it's all being rolled out right now into these restaurants because, let alone not being able to find these workers, they can't afford them $20 an hour. It's just they can't make a profit.
I walked into a McDonald's on the way back from Gettysburg. My son knew what he was doing. I was looking around for people. There were no people. We walked up to this wall, and I felt like I was playing the slot machine. You push this, what do you want, Dad? I wanted a coffee. Got to push all these buttons. And I go, okay, where's the coffee? It's over there. So there were no people involved. I had to do all the ordering, and then I had to go fetch it.
And you know what? I don't know how you feel. I kind of prefer it. You know,
well, if you can figure out how to order, I needed a guide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once you get it down the first time and you get used to it, you can zoom through the process. And that's always been my biggest beef with Starbucks, who is obviously a related type of industry. But I just wish they had somewhere where you could just self-order a regular coffee and not have to wait in line behind people ordering their, you know, fancy drinks. And, you know, maybe Starbucks will go that way when they have to pay $20 an hour to operate their restaurants in California, which is inevitable. So, yeah, but bottom line is this, John, you know, you raise wages, you raise costs. Employers will react. They're not going to go out of business, although some will, but most will not. What are they going to do? They're going to find some ways to either cut costs because they can only raise prices so much. And that's what's happened in California. There's the proof.
A warning. Healthcare. It's going up. Why? Is there one reason?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, the big, beautiful bill as it is, contained different things that is going to make people less able to get health care coverage, both on the exchanges and through Medicare. It's arguable. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I mean, you know, the Democrats are very upset about it because people are losing coverage. The Republicans are saying, no, we're just putting in a work requirement. That's all we're asking for. And if you satisfy that, then you'll get your benefits. But the bottom line is that people are going to drop off these roles. And the reality is, you know, if you're sick, you're going to still show up at the hospital and the hospital is going to treat you. People don't get turned away and the hospital has to absorb that cost. And they're getting less reimbursements, both from the federal government and the state. And therefore, their margins are going to be hit and they're going to have to pass through those costs somehow. And that means they're going to be raising their prices. And when they raise their prices, the health insurance companies are then going to have to raise their premiums, which means that we as small business owners will ultimately have to pay even more for health insurance in the years to come. And I'm seeing warnings about this from multiple people in the healthcare industry that this is an inevitable result of the big, beautiful bill. So I guess, you know, it makes sense to me. I understand. And I think that businesses have to be prepared. We've had 2 9% increases each year in the past 2 years in our healthcare costs before this even happened. And listen, healthcare is a major, major benefit for businesses to provide their employees. And it really hits small businesses the hardest. I mean, it's very expensive for me to provide healthcare to my employees, John. So that's not good news. It is not good news.
Is this good news? Wave of deregulation, the Department of Labor. More than 60 rules are to be exited. What is there a way to characterize where this is going, Gene?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's a mixed bag. Yes, there is a bunch of deregulation that's happening in workplace safety rules, minimum wages, 1099 federal workers, overtime legislation, certain types of, fiduciary benefits that employers are subject to, you know, or liabilities.
How about those reports that they were threatening, I think, jail time if I didn't fill them out?
That was, the business owner information. That got deleted. That's not happening anymore.
Oh, that's a positive. I spent a lot of time on that initial document, and then they sent me another one saying, you didn't fill it out. We're going to punish you. And I had, but there was no appeal.
I think they've completely, the Treasury Department was the one running that. And as soon as the administration changed over, the Treasury Department kicked that out the door. So you don't have anything to worry about there as well. It's a mixed bag. There's less regulations from the federal government. That's good for businesses. Okay. I mean, I don't want to argue whether that's good for employees or not, because some regulations are good for employees. But for the most part, if you're a business owner, the less red tape, the better, right? On the downside, more and more of these regulations are just being pushed down to the states. And the Trump administration, Trump himself is more of a state and local kind of person. He says, you know, rather than the federal government mandating something across the country, we'll let the state and local jurisdictions do it, which is why we have, like, just this year alone, more than 70 state and local jurisdictions raise their minimum wage, even higher than the federal minimum wage. And there's state and local rules for mandated time off and sick time, and state and local rules, depending on the state you're in, for pay transparency, for example, and overtime. So although the federal government is backing off on this stuff, which is good, it is creating more complexity for business owners because they have to worry about what the states are doing. Yeah.
Seconds.
And that means that you have more of a need to have a good payroll company or a labor attorney, because if you have a worker that's working out of state or you're doing business out of state, you might be subject to local rules that, you know, you might not be aware of.
Gene Marks, small business columnist, Guardian newspaper, Philadelphia Inquirer, other distinguished publications.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Gas, groceries, eating out, it all adds up fast. With the Verizon Visa card, you get rewarded every time you spend. Get 4% in rewards on gas, dining, and at grocery stores. And you can put those rewards toward your Verizon bill or on new tech like a smartwatch and earbuds. Apply today at Verizon. Application required, subject to credit approval. Must be a Verizon mobile account owner or manager or Fios account owner. See Verizon.com/Verizon Visa card for terms and restrictions. The Verizon Visa signature card is issued by Synchrony Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Exciting things are happening at your local CVS. The holidays are here, and CVS has everything you need to make them bright. From festive decor and personalized photo gifts to candy, toys, and beauty favorites, you'll find joyful surprises for everyone on your list, all in one easy stop. And don't forget to use your extra care card to unlock savings every time you shop. Visit your local CVS store or cvs.com/holiday to see this week's deals.